Winston Peters is joining us regularly as we build up to October, many saying that it is a vital election for the future of Māori development and the like. He is a very experienced hand here, in fact, the kaumātua, I guess, of our political scene. He's with us today. Tōkana tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us, Winston. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora. Good to catch up with you again. Hey, I noted you suggesting there was a big hui of the State Services Commission or Commissioner that there's a not surprising hole in the budget's in the government's coffers. What do you know that you can share with us that might have implications on how we're all tracking or moving forward, Winston?
Well, the State Services Commissioner called the heads of all the ministries together to claw back 10% plus in their spending for the consolidated fund because there's a $20 billion hole in it. And I put a press statement out, put it up in my post, and all I've heard is obfuscation, but no real denial that the meeting happened. And so here's the real point. You have to look at the fact that we've got an update on the financial accounts of this country coming out on the 12th of September. It's called the preview, one of those complicated names that the neoliberals dreamt up to try and confuse ordinary taxpayers. But it really is an updating of the accounts, frankly. And that comes out on the 12th of September, and the books don't look really bad, and they're trying to make them look better. So that's what the meeting was about.
And the consolidated fund is for?
Well, that's the, in the end, that's your, it's like having, well, where is the final kitty that I can get the money from to spend for projects? We put that way. It's the consolidated fund is what's left, what's available, what can be used, and planned into the future, so to speak. So basically, they're saying, well, to be able to spend money, we've got to have so much in. So what is the case of what's in? And what's in is not enough that should be there to pay for what's going forward. That's what the blowout of $20 billion represents.
I spoke with Shane the other day, and he was saying that it's the Admiral's wives who really were the opponents to the Navy shifting north, which is something you've advocated for. Do you still track that line?
Yes, I still do. And then this is amazing because a man called Semenoff, well-known up north in the mirror of Whangarei, and a guy came down to see me at the time, Brian Donnelly, who was one of my list MPs up there, about this happening. And we thought, well, why not? Because it doesn't make any sense to have the Navy in the most expensive piece of real estate. And one of the most expensive pieces of real estate in all of Australasia. So what we looked at was, why don't we do this and consider it? Because we're far closer to where the naval boats will go. It'll save resources and energy. There's a whole, tons of reasons for this to happen. And we were told, the wives won't like it. The Admiral's wives won't like it. And you're standing there pulling your hair out thinking, this cannot be true, right? But that's what we're told.
Okay, let's talk about infrastructure. You know, as we build up to an election, you've seen this in many cycles. The big promises, not all are delivered, we know that. 10 bridges in the north, still waiting for most, for instance. And now we've got a four-lane highway from Whangarei to Tauranga. I know that you're big on infrastructural thinking, but, you know, what do you make of this before an election coming out with these huge, bold plans? And of course, infrastructure takes some collaboration because change of government can happen every 3, 6, 9 years. Some projects take way more than that to become a reality. What do you make of this one, for instance? Is it just a wish list being public?
Well, look, you're quite right. It's very breathtaking in this context. And I've said to the media, for goodness sake, I'm glad you're asking it, but I've said to them, goodness sake, why don't you ask some good questions? And I'm also saying to the public, why don't you ask the questions and examine what they've said? On the basis of the delayed, blown-out contract between Puhoi and Warkworth, a four-lane highway to Whangarei will take another, guess what, 89 years. Is anybody knowing that, putting that fact in front of these people when they make those statements? No. Are they questioning how that could possibly be happening? No. But on it goes and on it goes. Look, the Puhoi to Warkworth contract blew out and was delayed. Now, The transmission gully pond contract went broke in 2018. We inherited it and had to find the money to complete it. Again, this is a case of all sorts of promises being made, not enough good questions being asked by the media as to how do they stack them up. I'm not knocking the idea, but what I'm saying is road building in this country has become a very expensive, how shall I say it, exceptional area for some businesses, and it's not good enough. They are not, the road's good enough, they're not built fast enough, and they're not built cheap enough and by international comparison, and that's what we should be focusing on, and we'll get a far better result. Meanwhile, out there in the provinces, you've got potholes everywhere, and they're going to be forgotten about. And these potholes are not just potholes. Nowadays, you have a chance of smashing a hole of your front end of your car if you hit it too hard. So that's your problem.
Yeah, I've got one on the way to work that everyone dodges because they know too well exactly what you're suggesting. Look, I know that you, there's a temptation has been across the Pacific for nations that are short on dosh to accept Chinese investment money for infrastructural development, but this is something you are not willing to consider. Why so? Because China's got plenty of money. They like investing in infrastructure in nations and developing better relations. You seem to think, no, we'll get the job done ourselves. What's your thinking?
No, China hasn't got plenty of money. China is printing money. China understands how deficit works. China understands that if you have a deficit that is here today and here in 50 years, in terms of your expenditure, if you have projects that are here today and here 50 years' time in expenditure, then that's wise reasons to go into a deficit. If you have something which you go into deficit for, that is consumed by lunchtime, here today and gone tomorrow, that's a bad way of going about it. And so should we understand that. You know something, a man called Seddon, in the 10-year period between 1870 and 1890, built more railway in New Zealand with horse and carts, way back so long ago, than we did for the next 130 years. And it's people with vision, people with ideas, and get the workforce out there, and we can do it. So I'm saying we don't need to get the money from overseas. This is the kind of deficit spending which will pay off big time. What I don't like is deficit spending where it's about consumption and it's not, got no chance of paying you back. It's got no chance of enriching the countries to go forward. So China, I mean, why would we go to money to go and borrow money from China when China's printing it? It's just axiomatic, you know?
Okay, just a couple of minutes before the news comes in. What's happening with New Zealand first? Things are starting to heat up. I know we won't talk about polls. I know you don't because you don't like to. But New Zealand First is calling a Māori vote, as you should. Plenty of people have supported your party in years past, Winston. Why should they this time around?
Well, the great thing is there's a lot of Māori at our meetings, a lot of them, and they know one thing: there's all of these other parties got all this Treaty of Waitangi, gobbledygook, and what they're going to do, but none of it gets down to the ordinary Māori. And the ordinary Māori at my minutes, we deal with the ordinary Māori issues, like wages, like decent education, like health access, the things they really want, and uplifting and investing in their real assets, not the so-called, what I call, sociological department of Auckland University voodoo stuff, which is meant to be great for Māori, but it never gets down to the poor people at the bottom, and never will. Look at what's happening to Pukenga. Look what's happening with the Māori health system, which is coming out today. You see when the analysis comes out today, what a disaster it is. And who's suffering from this? The very people listening to this program, but the very people succumbing to the blandishments of Party Māori and certain people in the Labour Party in Māori seats in the National and Labour Party in Parliament. But where's their record of delivery? We could speak to you all day about how we've delivered for Māori. But what have they delivered for Māori, apart from a whole lot of philosophical, ideological promises on which there's been no socio-economic advance?
Tēnā koe. The Sociological Department of Wokeism. Well, we're coming up with new ones each time we chat. Thanks very much, Winston. Look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you.
Kia ora.
Thank you.